Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, America. This is Kitchen Politics 123 for November 22nd, 2022. It is 9:30 on the East Coast and 7:30 p.m. on the West Coast. This is David Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi, good evening, everyone. This is Lori Picka from Michigan. I hope everyone is doing well in this Thanksgiving week.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving, America. Hope you stay safe, and hopefully there will be no more shootings anywhere, because it seems like every time there's a holiday, there's a shooting. It seems like everywhere you go, there's a shooting. You know, the death rate of gun violence in America is 33,000 per year, you know, and it's insane. It's a Colorado gay club shooting that 5 dead and many injured recently. Will this Republican-led House finally do something to curb gun violence in America? Do we need stronger gun laws or strengthen current gun laws? Should AR-15s and assault weapons be banned permanently? What would be your solution to this major problem that's facing America? Democrats do not, and I repeat, do not want to take away your guns. They want you to be more responsible. Gun liability law is a possible solution, where the seller would face consequences if they sell guns to a person who has no business owning one. Selling guns on the black market will have serious consequences as well for those who do it. Should Congress amend the Second Amendment? These and other questions we'll speak about as we try to recommend solid solutions to the gun crisis in America. We will also talk about the current hot topics going on in America and around the world. As we all know, since November 20th, the World Cup soccer tournament has begun in Qatar. Who do you think will win? Where will Team USA finish? Can the United States win its first time in the history of the FIFA World Cup soccer tournament? Thanks for joining us tonight. Glad you're here. You can call in 515-605-9802. Say your first name and where you're calling from. You could subscribe to Facebook at facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. So this is Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show with me, David Franklin, and Laura Picka. We're not antisocial, just anti-stupid. Let's get cooking, Lori. So first on the agenda, the Pennsylvania woman who was linked to the far-right Groyper extremist movement was convicted Monday, this past Monday, of several federal charges after prosecutors said she was part of a group that stormed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office during January 6, 2021 insurrection attack on the U.S. Capitol. Her name is Riley June Williams, and she was found guilty of 6 out of 8 federal counts, including civil disorder. But the jury deadlocked on other 2 charges, including, quote, aiding and abetting the theft of a laptop that was stolen from Pelosi's office suite during the insurrection. The jury also failed to reach a unanimous verdict on whether Williams obstructing an official proceeding or tampering with evidence and what have you. So, you know, what's your thoughts on this?
I was hoping that she would get more than what she did receive. I don't understand. I mean, they caught her doing what she did. She went into, you know, she was a threat. She's an insurrectionist. I mean, what more do you want than that? I mean, she, why not? I mean, why shouldn't she get the maximum, you know? It's just so, everything is just so, I don't understand why things are not fair in this country. I can't figure it out. And before I start anything, I do want to offer my condolences to the families and the victims of the Colorado shooting. I mean, it was tragic. It's horrific. You know, these people were there having a good time. Some were there watching, you know, they were watching a show and you know, just with friends and family and dancing. Who gives a shit if it's a gay bar or what it is? They weren't bothering anybody. They weren't hurting anybody. And all they were doing was just enjoying themselves. And then we have someone that is obviously crazy. I don't know how else to put it. Or just a sadistic murderer go in there and just shoot people. And thank goodness we had a hero. He's a veteran and from, I think he was from the, he was a Marine veteran, and he actually got the shooter and trampled, you know, got him down on the floor, and, you know, he beat the crap out of him with his own gun. So thank God for him. But the thing is that how many people have to die in this country? It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. And I also say that the rhetoric that is going on in this country by the people that we know are spreading the rhetoric, and it is the Republican Party, you know, and the and the Q Party. They are spreading horrible lies and misinformation. You know, these people just want to live their lives and be left alone. They don't bother anybody. You don't hear about them going into a bar and attacking people. You just don't hear those kind of stories. So we have to understand that in this country, words matter. People pay attention to what is said. And there are those that will listen and will take those words very seriously. And then if you're not stable, you will do something about those words. And here we go again.
Yes, indeed. And the suspect who killed five people in Colorado, that gay club, before being subdued by the former Marine, he's 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldridge. The gunman unleashed hell Saturday at a Club Q, an LGBTQ venue in Colorado Springs that was hosting a drag show and dance promoting when the bullets began flying. So Aldridge allegedly entered the club just before midnight and immediately opened fire, not stopping until several customers subdued him, authorities said in Sunday morning press conference. And Lauren Boebert came out with a statement saying that, you know, her thoughts and prayers are with the families who have lost loved ones. And to Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, it says, shove it up your ass. Do something about gun violence. It's people like you and your rhetoric that's causing this madness.
Yeah.
You know, it's unfair to people who just want to live their lives.
They have blood on their hands. Absolutely blood on their hands. And the other thing, Dave, that is very interesting, is the Colorado nightclub shooter suspect's grandfather has been identified as a MAGA Republican lawmaker who celebrated January 6th Capitol riots. The grandfather of the man accused of opening fire and killing five people at the Colorado nightclub over the weekend has been identified as a Republican lawmaker who praised the January 6, 2021 attacks on the United States Capitol. That speaks leaps and bounds right there.
Yes, and two firearms were recovered at a scene, and the attacker had used a long rifle. So investigators were still working to determine the motive as they were whether to pursue hate crime charges against the suspect. 18 people were seriously injured, and his rap will likely include first-degree murder. This is said by Ocasio County District Attorney Michael Allen. So every person, regardless of who they are, has a right to be secure from fear and physical harm, and actions taken to strike fear in specific communities will not be tolerated. It shouldn't be tolerated because we're America, we're better than this. We should be inclusive, but apparently not. So
we are not better than this.
Yeah, police were investigating whether the accused gunman was the same Anderson Lee Aldridge who was charged with felony menacing and kidnapping after his mother reported he threatened her with a homemade bomb and other weapons in 2021. So homemade bombs, you know, and his mother was threatened by him. So if the police knew that and investigated that, why the hell does he have guns? Why was he allowed to have guns? Obviously, that's red flags right there.
Yeah. You know, and David, the funny thing is, it's the same story a different day. The same story a different day. You know, I mean, yes, there's always red flags. There's always, you know, oh, he shouldn't have, or he, it's usually he, but shouldn't have had that gun. Why did they have that gun? Why did they have an AR-15? Why did they have a rifle? They shouldn't have had it. They were mentally and still do, but they still do. And we keep going in circles like we're trapped rats, and we end up in the same spot all the time. It's a shame in this country. And, you know, the thing is that Colorado does have red flag law. It was passed in 2019. And what it does is allows family members or law enforcement to request the temporary confiscation of firearms from people who pose a threat. Now the law is receiving renewed attention in the wake of the gunman's attack that killed five people at Club Q, an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs. Well, we'll see what comes of that. But at least they have a red flag law. But obviously, it's not working that great, just like everything
exactly,
else.
Exactly. We can do better than this in America. We're better than this in America. And so tonight's topic, Have Gun, Will Travel. And again, the number to call in is 515-605-9802. To all Coloradans out there listening, our hearts and sympathies are with you. And, you know, even though Republicans control the House of Representatives, by a thin margin, we're going to keep fighting for you. We're going to keep fighting for families and the voiceless person, whether you're gay, straight, immigrant, or whatever, because we are American. We're better than this. So 515-605-9802. And want to like us, facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. And we have a call here now from Michigan. We have Elaine on the phone. Hello, Elaine. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. What's cooking?
Good evening. Oh, I just thought I would listen a while. I'll jump in sometime.
Okay, no problem. No problem. You'd rather listen.
Okay. That's
yes,
great.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Have a nice Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah, I'll jump in when it gets heated.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
The other
so
thing
check
is,
the oh, go ahead, Larry.
I was going to say the other thing is that you did mention there's 33,000 people that die every year in America from gun violence. We have 300 million guns. 300 million guns are in America with 110 million gun owners. 92 people a day from gun violence die from gun violence in America. The source is a CDC 2021. I mean, that is something that cannot be ignored. 300 million guns in this country. That is just mind-boggling.
Yes, it is. More guns than there are people in America. And the thing is, when I lived in Florida, in North Florida, I know this one co-worker, nice guy and everything. He was part of a militia, a right-wing militia. And he wasn't racist or anything. I don't think he was racist. But then again, it's a right-wing militia. And what happened was that, you know, his wife of 30-something years left him because she got sick and tired of, you know, the guns. Basically, because he had over 300 guns. You know, he collects these guns from a musket right to the latest gun, AR-15, M16, different assault rifles, Magnum, you know. And imagine having 300 guns, one person. He keeps some in the car, some in the house, you know, some on him, on his person. It's just ridiculous. I mean, we as Democrats who run the show, we're not against people having guns. But like in Switzerland, we compare Switzerland to the United States. Almost every person in Switzerland have a gun, you know, and there's no school shooting in Switzerland. There's no, you know, you can go to a grocery store or a party or celebrating independence or whatever. There's no shooting. The only shooting that ever happened in the history of Switzerland was the parliament building was rushed and shut up in 2001 and went back and amended the law, you know. So, you know, if you're selling a gun, you have to go to the police. You have to get a background check so that you have no criminal records. You have to wait 2 weeks. You have to do a mental evaluation, and you have to go to the gun range and practice for months to be certified, you know? So why can't we have these sensible gun laws in America? And if we do have them, why would we enforce them and make them stronger? That's my question.
It doesn't it makes no sense, and we know the answer already. The NRA is very powerful. They have a lot of money, and they stuff a lot of pockets. Let's just put it that way. And, you know, this year there are 27 school shootings and injuries or deaths this year already. I mean, what other country does this? There is no other country that does this. Civilized country. Civilized. We're not civilized, obviously. You know? And then we have the, we also have, the four University Idaho students that were killed, you know, they're still investigating that. They were shot and killed. I'm sorry. These are the ones that were just over the weekend. They were stabbed on campus in an apartment. And they're still trying to figure that one out. You know, they were having a good, the girls were having a good time that day. They were taking selfies and, you know, posted a video of having fun and just, and then I just don't understand. They were stabbed to death, four of them in their apartment. I don't know, you know, maybe it was, they don't still know what happened there. And then we also have the football players.
Was it Virginia?
They have the ex-player was in custody. Is in custody. It was in Charlottesville, Virginia. A former University of Virginia football player suspected of killing three football players and wounding two other students on campus last Sunday night is in custody after a manhunt in Charlottesville, Virginia. Police have confirmed. You know, and you know why? I mean, this is all senseless, you know, to take away lives like this. You know, there were I get so frustrated and I start thinking, you know, don't these people have families like the NRA? Don't they have families? Don't these lobbyists have families? Don't they think that maybe it can happen to their loved one? They don't think that way, obviously.
No, they don't care because it don't directly affect them or happen to any of their family members. It goes down. John Brandon Wolf, who is a survivor of the Orlando Pulse nightclub massacre that happened, he made a plea online. It's going viral. He said, "I'm angry because you deserve to live. I'm begging you to stop this madness." Meaning people are attacking the LGBTQ community and they're attacking the transgenders especially. I mean, what business of yours if a person identifies as a man or a woman or the pronouns and everything? I mean, it's not for you to understand. Just accept it and move on. We should be an accepting country. You know, we should be understanding. We should have patience with people, you know. And I mean, I don't understand the transgender thing, but I'm educating myself on it. and I'm trying to, I reach a level where I'm trying to understand the he, she, they, the pronouns, so I could be respectful.
Yes.
I know.
Because
everybody deserves respect and dignity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. If you don't hurt anyone and you're minding your own business and you're loving and caring and kind and, you know, and good to your family, and what the hell does it matter? What does it matter?
Mm-hmm.
It really does not
exactly.
matter. In this world. It truly does not. You know, just because someone doesn't look the same as you, what does it matter? It makes me ill.
Mm-hmm.
It
really
does.
Mm-hmm. And as Colorado's first openly trans state representative, Brianna Titione, said, quote, when politicians and pundits keep perpetuating tropes, insults, and misinformation, this is the result.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that they're just,
yep.
you know, gaslighting the situation, you know, instead
mm-hmm.
of, like, if you don't accept it, fine, move on. It's not
mm-hmm.
directly affecting your life, you know. So
yep.
when you put add rhetoric and add fuel to the fire, it,
mm-hmm.
you know, it fanned the fires of hate, you know, and disunity.
Yes.
And everybody deserves a life. Everybody deserves to live.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to share a little story with you folks, and then I want you to tell me what you think happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lori, are you familiar with the Detroit Sportsmen's Congress out in the Utica area? I mean, out in the Oxford area?
No, I am not.
Well, anyways, there's a place called the Detroit Sportsmen's Congress. I know you know who Ted Nugent is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Back in the 80s, Ted Nugent used to do, and besides his guitar playing, he used to go on the road, and he used to preach with the NRA gun safety.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that we were invited to a happening where he was going to speak about gun safety. He was pushing gun safety, about if you
mm-hmm.
have rifles, you should buy a gun safe. And he
mm-hmm.
shared a story from his own family. That one of his children got a hold of a gun that happened to be over a fireplace, I think it was,
mm-hmm.
and the child was playing with it, and he thought it was empty, and the gun went off. And
wow.
he pushed that evening gun safety. I'd like to know what the hell happened in the meantime. I would say this was in about 1989, 90, in that
mm-hmm.
two-year time span.
Mm-hmm.
What in the hell
mm-hmm.
happened? This
yeah,
was
I don't
the
know.
NRA pushing safety.
Yeah.
And
I don't know what happened.
Ted Nugent turns around and now he's a total jerk. I would cross
yeah.
the street. If he was next to me, I would cross the street to get away from him.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what happened to him. He's a MAGA.
I mean,
There's
he
no
turned
doubt.
Into a mad dog. I mean,
oh,
here
yeah.
he was,
mm-hmm.
a young man, preaching gun safety. What in the hell
mm-hmm.
has happened? I have been sitting here tonight trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What in the hell has happened?
Elaine, do you have your TV on?
Oh, yeah. I've got it down real low. Why, is it interfering?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Oh, darn. Let's see if I can find mute on here.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
My controls aren't working right. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. Don't worry. I just thought maybe I was hearing like an echo.
You probably
yeah,
well, I guess
you can
speak
right.
phone also.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Ted Nugent is a goofball. There's something not right about him. There's no doubt about that.
But I mean, I can't figure out what's going on. That was when the NRA was preaching gun safety.
Yeah, well, they got greedy. They made lots of money. That's all they
care evidently.
About.
I guess greed is the root of... Of all of this that's happening, I'll take it off
yes,
the speaker.
It is. Yes.
I guess it's
you know,
great
David,
that's the root of all of
you
this.
You know, David, you were asking me on TV.
I don't know anymore. I sit here
yeah.
and I try to analyze it and try to figure out. I just can't figure it out. And we've got two kinds of MAGAMs, too.
Yeah.
We got the MAGAMs that reinterpret the Bible, And we've got the Megums that are rewriting the Constitution.
Yeah, they're everywhere. And, you know, that's a whole different, you know, show, I guess. But, we do.
I mean, well, this goes to the gun thing.
Yeah.
We have got people that understand what the Constitution says. When they wrote the gun law, it was cap and ball. In fact, when you would have two people that decided to shoot against one another, what did they used to call that? I challenge you and you challenge me, and then they would walk six paces and shoot. And when I would read the different stories about it, half of the people didn't shoot one another because the guns weren't accurate. That's when that's going back to when the guns were inaccurate. I am sure that our founding fathers did not know or even begin to comprehend an AR-15.
Absolutely not. I mean, we said that 100 times or more. It's not.
The most famous duel, if you remember, ladies, is Aaron Burr, the then vice president, versus Alexander Hamilton, the first Secretary of Treasury. I don't remember the story behind that, but they had a duel, you know, and Burr killed Alexander Hamilton, you know. So ever since then, you know, just have this gun obsession. And do you think, Laurie, that... Well, you're going to ask my question, but quick thing. Do you think that the Second Amendment should be amended?
Of course. Everything, you know, we go through life and things change every day. We have to change things in our lives every day to try to make something better or, you know, to say, oh, this is not working. So let's try to change this to see if this works. Of course we do, because nothing stays the same. So that is just logic. It is sense. But they don't want common sense when it comes to the Second Amendment because it's going to take away their freedom. What freedom? I mean, honestly and truly, when you have 300 million guns in this country, I mean, that is just crazy. That is just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Sweden, were we talking about Sweden earlier? Was it Sweden or
Switzerland? Well, Switzerland.
Switzerland. Okay, that's what I meant. Switzerland. Yeah. Now, they're allowed to carry their guns, but they are not allowed to have their ammunition in their guns with them. I mean, that's just part of what they do there. I mean, maybe that's something to think about. I don't know. So I want to go back a second to Riley Williams, who you were talking about on the top of the show, that, you know, she went to the Capitol, you know, during the insurrection. And she was videotaped, you said, and she posted it on social media. And she had plans to sell it to the Russians. So right now, do you know that she's at home with her mommy after spending 3 nights in jail awaiting trial? Now, how fair is that? Well, and I want to do a comparison. There is also a young man. His name is Khalif Browder. And he's a black young man. He's a black young man. Mm-hmm. And she's a white lady, white young girl. This Khalif Browder was alleged to have stolen a backpack at 16 years old. He spent 3 years on Rikers Island because he couldn't afford bail and maintained his innocence the entire time. After 3 years, all charges were dropped because there was no evidence. This is for a freaking backpack.
But, you know, with her case, since she's been found guilty, she was taken away in police custody. But, you know, the comparison is crazy, you know, because 3 years for a backpack, and she was allowed to stay with mommy in her basement. And, you know, I mean, You know why? Because she was white, he was black. Let's just call a spade a spade.
Well, I just
you know?
Said it. I told you. He
I'm
was
not,
a black
I'm,
young man.
I'm not pushing
the
race card
or anything. Young girl.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
I'm not pushing the race card or anything, but you know, the disparity in the justice system in America is obvious.
Yeah.
You know, look on the drug position, for example.
Yeah.
In Mississippi, you could be found with 1 ounce of weed, and you get life sentence.
Mm-hmm.
But if a white person is found with weed, like 1 ounce
mm-hmm.
of weed in Mississippi, they get put on probation compared
mm-hmm.
to a black person or a minority. You
yeah.
know, you know, I mean, things like that, you know, need to change, not just Mississippi, but all over the country. You know, good thing, you know, marijuana is being legalized in a lot of states.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully these convictions for drug possessions, like the weed possession and everything, will be overturned.
Right.
Because some of these sentences are too harsh. But
yeah,
I want to change a little and talk about this topic. In Arizona, the top Arizona attorney for Maricopa County was speaking with the Washington Post and said that he contacted the law enforcement authorities about what he considered a threat from the campaign of losing gubernatorial GOP candidate Carrie Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Lake's campaign and Republican National Committee have denied the accusations. The clash occurred
mm-hmm.
during a phone call on November 14th as Lake was projected to lose to her Democratic rival, Katie Hobbs, the current governor-elect. At one point, the RNC lawyer on the call demanded rapid answers from a county attorney on a number of issues. The county included heavy vote in Phoenix. The RNC attorney, who was alleged by Benjamin Mayer, underscored that there were, quote, a lot of Arab people there, and that Lake's campaign, quote, can't control them. Recall the county attorney, Tom Liddy. Liddy, a lifelong Republican who heads the county's Office for Civil Litigation, told the Post on Friday that he considered the comments a threat and informed County Sheriff Paul Pinzone and his boss, Maricopa County Attorney Rachel Mitchell. So at one point, Liddy told Mayor, quote, let me tell you something, Ben. It sounds like you're threatening me, which
mm-hmm.
Mayor denied. You know, so it's a case of sour grapes for Carrie Lake, because right now, I don't know if you saw the video where she posted on YouTube. It's this really weird, you know, like ass-kissing to Trump, basically begging him to choose her as his vice president, you know?
Yeah.
And I find it odd and strange that, you know, she's groveling so much. You know, it's below her. It's undignified, you know?
It's not below her. It's not below her. It's who she is.
Mm-hmm.
It's who she is. She is power hungry, and it is not below her. The other thing is the day after the midterm election, she flew to Mar-a-Lago, you know, and met with Trump. That's disgusting within itself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting within itself. And you know, she her tweet, you know, she's always praising him. And yes, you're absolutely right. She thinks that Trump is going to win the nomination, and she wants to be his VP pick. Can you imagine those two insane people? I mean, really?
Mm-hmm.
That would be a match made in hell.
Yes, yes. And people like Carrie
you know?
Lake is a problem in American politics. Her rhetoric, her vile, you know, disgusting approach,
yes.
you know, in the old days, I miss the old days where when you lost in a campaign, you call your opponent and congratulate them and concede. But no, since 2020, I mean, Trump has just thrown everything out of whack because of his behavior or lack thereof. His denying that he lost and everything. And these QAnon people going around saying, oh, the election was stolen, these insurrectionists. there's no consequences. And if there are consequences, then it's like a lighthearted slap on the hand. Oh, I get 2-3 years, you know. The harshest sentence of our 7 years. You know, we can do better than this in the justice system. And what do you think about Ron DeSantis boasting that voters will walk barefoot over broken glass for him?
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
Mm-hmm,
oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, he told a crowd that Florida is where walk goes to die, and he was speaking with the Republican Jewish Coalition, and it sounded very much like a presidential campaign speech, in my opinion.
It's very obvious that he wants to run for president. I mean, that we've known that for a long time. You know, we've talked about it many times here. And yes, that is his aspiration, to be the next fascist president of the United States of America. Absolutely. And what'll be very interesting is when Trump and DeSantis, we will just wax them to each other up and spit each other out. I mean, it'll just be like a sideshow, you know, just something really ridiculous, in my opinion. You know,
yes, because the Anderson poll that came out yesterday showed Trump with 55% compared to DeSantis, which was at 25%. It's way too early to be thinking about 2020.
I mean, no one's been nominated. He just got elected as governor. He's got a state that has been ravished by a hurricane. I mean, people still don't have electric and water, and their homes are destroyed. And he's talking about, you know, things like that, you know, about his political aspirations, you know, not really talking about them, but really kind of talking about them, if you get my drift.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of a governor is he? He's not. He didn't care to be a governor. He should have not ran. He really shouldn't have.
Yeah, re-election campaign. He's just gearing up for 2024. And, Yeah, because remember during the campaign also, former Governor Charlie Crist asked him point blank, are you running for president in 2024? And for a solid 1 minute, you know, he just stood up there looking at the camera looking like an absolute clown, you know?
Yep.
So, you know, if you're not running for president and serving your 4 years, I said, no, I'm not going to run in 2024. What's so hard in that?
If you were an honest person, if you really cared about your state of Florida that you want to govern and take care of, because, like I said, it was destroyed by a hurricane, and, you know, really care, then he would have said and been a man and been honest and said, no, I'm going to serve my 4-year term as governor if I win the election. He didn't say that. So that's not saying anything. He said everything.
Exactly. Yes. Yes, ma'am. I think the noise in the background is really distracting, so I'll put Elaine on mute for a little bit. It's really distracting.
Okay.
Before we take
okay.
the next call, I think it's Susan from Michigan. The Maricopa County Supervisor Bill Gates was moved into hiding for his own safety after ugly attacks linked to midterm losses, said local news reporters. You know, so the Maricopa County supervisor, who is a Republican, has been moved to this undisclosed location for protection and safety scares over blowback linked to losses in the midterm elections for Republicans in Arizona. Deputies from the sheriff's office have been assigned to guard him in the wake of increasing disturbing criticism online and in person, according to Fox News 10 in Phoenix. Yes, so this is what the Republican Party stooped down to. This is not a party of Lincoln or Ike anymore. You know, and Reagan would even shudder to think that the Republican Party has gone so far right. You know, Hitler would have been proud. Mussolini would have been proud. And the Republican Party is not the Republican Party it was 40 years ago.
No.
And it's sad because America need you know, and a viable opposition. Hell, America needs more than a two-party system, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the system is set up is just for the two parties. And, you know, when you analyze it in the long run, it's bad for people out there because, you know, two parties have the faults, especially the GOP. And, you know, people deserve better. America deserves better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so call in, ladies and gentlemen. The number to call in is 515-605-9802. Thank you for liking and sharing across social media. We're at facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. And we'll have Susie on the line. Hello, Susie. Welcome to the show. What's cooking tonight?
Hi, how are you guys tonight?
Good. How are you,
good,
Susie?
Good.
I know. I try to keep from getting pissed off. I'm just, you know, this is, the world's gone nuts. The United States has
mm-hmm.
gone nuts. I don't
mm-hmm.
get it. We were talking, you guys were talking about the gun laws. What I
mm-hmm.
think we should do is go back to making automatic weapons, machine guns, illegal, because there's no use for them except for war. And then,
yep.
mm-hmm.
you know, do the red flag laws again and train
mm-hmm.
people in safety and how to storage their guns so their kids don't find it and shoot them themselves and have it under lock and key and teach them how to use these things safely. I mean, hunting rifles,
mm-hmm.
even shotguns, and then and like a pistol should and – there should not be any automatics, but a pistol shouldn't be owned by anyone under 21 years old. I mean, I know that 4-H, you know, do 22s and stuff like that. They teach them sporting clays and stuff like that. That's fine under supervision of an adult, but you don't want kids that are under 21 to possess guns. Not
mm-hmm.
this way, without storage and training and red flag laws. And there should not be private sales. This should be against the law. And some of these gun shows, you know, they don't even check for driver's license. They don't register these things. So everything should be above board. I mean,
yep.
I don't say don't have a gun, but it's got to be done the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you know, you like your driver's license. You know, when you're learning, when you're, you know, you're 15 years old, and you go to driver's training, you know,
yep.
and then you get your permit, and then you take your test, and then you have to drive so many miles, and you have to take your test. That is what it should be like.
Exactly.
You know? And then,
that's
and
a,
then add a
yeah,
background
perfect
check to that.
Analogy. You know, that's what I was thinking. You just don't go and drive in a car. You know, you have to be trained,
mm-hmm.
and there's laws, there's speed limits. You got to learn all the laws and
right.
all that stuff. And it should be the same for guns. I mean, because you
absolutely.
Can kill people with that,
and there's
too.
Nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. If you have nothing to hide.
How about gun liability insurance? I think a lot of accidental gun deaths would happen if we had a gun liability insurance law. That would solve a whole heap of stress and headache. What do you think about that,
yeah.
Lori?
Yeah, I think that
mm-hmm.
would maybe be a good idea. You know,
yeah, because they would probably require all the safety procedures, storage, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, if
yeah.
you left your gun in a drawer on top of a dresser, you're liable for whatever happens.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know props
yeah,
to Moms
sense.
Demand. Props to Moms Demand Action because they released a study, and it's 85% of people with kids and guns take no safety precaution measures. 85%. That's
mm-hmm.
that's way too high. It should be 0%.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Look at Switzerland.
Then the
yeah.
person shouldn't have a gun if they're too stupid to keep it away from kids. If they
mm-hmm.
catch them,
mm-hmm.
they should be forever banned from owning a gun because they're morons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep them on a nightstand or anything where it's accessible to kids, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if you really have your gun loosely, hide the ammunition, you know, teach kids from early, you know, how to use a gun, make them respect the gun and everything. And,
yes,
you know, we'll have less of these problems where, you know, kids shooting themselves or even one of the parents. You know, a lot of stories happen, you know, that kids, you know, shoot a sibling or, you know.
You never store a loaded gun, for one. That's rule number one. Mm-hmm. And you keep the ammunition separate from the gun. That's just basic.
Yep.
And anybody that can't follow it doesn't deserve to have one and shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And
absolutely,
there's this law, this asinine law in Iowa, for example, where blind people, because of the Second Amendment, have the right to bear arms. A blind person.
What?
yeah. Look at that. I wish I were making that up.
Oh, my God. That is so stupid.
Yeah, I heard that before.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they should be sane, too. I mean, you shouldn't have people with mental problems be able to have guns.
Well, that's
insane. I mean,
you
they might hurt themselves. You don't want suicides. Yeah. And then they can hurt other people because they're not thinking straight. So
that's one of the rules. That's what background checks are for. That's what, you know, the whole idea of, you know, starting when you're, you know, you have to have the training, you buy your gun, the gun safety, et cetera, you know, and you go through all the steps and, you know, you take a test. And maybe the test should be like a mental stress test, too. Who knows? I mean, it should be something that is strategic, maybe, you know. I don't know how to, you know, how it would be done. But I'm just saying, you know, to ask some questions that could maybe uncover some problems, you know. So, there are ways to do things. But the problem is that we don't have a government that wants to do it because they're controlled by the NRA and money, bottom line.
Of course.
I want to give another example. Just recently, it was reported on November 19th that a North Carolina MAGA supporter has been charged after allegedly threatening to kill an FBI agent who came to his door, as well as members of fact-checking organization because they are quote-unquote defaming Donald Trump. And according to the report, this MAGA supporter from North Carolina said to the agent when he was at his door, "I'm going to take you out." I mean, you know, this is what Donald Trump is causing. This is what MAGA supporters are causing. And, you know, the Progressive Fact-Checking Organization, Good Information Foundation, ordered members to, quote, cease and desist all defamation and slander of MAGA Republicans and Donald Trump, according to the complaint.
What?
Quote, "This is a treason, an act of war, and we will treat you accordingly," this person wrote. You know, so his name in Williams, I don't remember what Williams' name, but he allegedly warned, quote, lethal action will be necessary if any physical detainment is attempted when I shut you down. So when FBI agents showed up to his door at the Stocksdale home last month after being out alerted by the fact-checking organization about the threat, Mr. Williams told one of the agents, "I'm going to take you out." So that was stupid of him because he's been charged with threatening to kill a federal law enforcement officer and transmission of interstate threats.
That's just insane. Insane.
Because this guy still feel that the 2012 election was stolen. Vaccine mandates is a way of government to track you down, and liberals pushing anti-Trump propaganda. This is where we're at.
I know.
I was reading things, you know, on the phone news today. And they were reporting, it's very dark. It calls out Tucker Carlson for stoking the LGBTQ hate after the Club Q shooting, and they were going on about that. You know, Carson and other people that are on TV, the hate and all that other stuff that's going on, and Fox News in general, it should be banned and restricted because they're the ones that are feeding all this MAGA crap and all this anti-everything and white supremacist shit. You know, so we got to do something about that, but they won't.
No, they won't. You know, Laura Boebert's another one. You know, Matt Gaetz, another one. I mean, the list is long of these people with their rhetoric and their little digs, you know. And like I said before, when you're unstable and you believe all this stuff, then... You know, you might be that one person that might do something about it or try to do something about it. You know, like at the Club Q. But they were minding their own business, having fun, not bothering anyone. You know, that club has been there for how many years? Many, many years. And never have any problems at all.
The MAGA people are trying to rewrite the Constitution. How many of those MAGA people believe that it's their, and they put religion with it, it's their God-given right under the Constitution to have that insurrection? How many believe that?
Too many is right. You know, and if any of us think that after January, you know, it's not going to hit the fan, then you're in fantasy land. Because it is going to hit the fan. There's going to be a lot of, you know, there's already infighting within the Republican Party right now. And nothing is going to stop them. They're not going to do any legislation. Let's just say it the way it is.
They said that right off the bat, you know. Oh,
yeah,
they want to check Hunter Biden's laptop.
Yeah.
That's their big issue? Give me a break.
Absolutely. Oh, and Joe Biden. And they're going to investigate Joe
Biden. And then impeach the cabinet.
Laptop.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they have no intention on doing anything for the American people. None whatsoever. Nothing about
inflation. And they haven't done
nothing
anything
about drug costs.
Four years, five years?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So we have 2 years of holy hell to go through another 2 years. And let's hope that the Democrats have finally understood that the American people want sanity, not insanity, and work as hard as they can to fight against. They need to fight against this MAGA Q crazy group of people.
You know, what I saw on the news today, too, was the sheriff just got fired after 15 years that he's been posting QAnon, Proud Boys, and all that crap. And he's a sheriff. And they just found out. And, you know, you read and saw, you know, they're in the military, they're in the police department. That's scary as hell. I have visions of Mussolini and Hitler, man.
Yeah.
The people are going crazy. It scares me to death.
Yeah.
With Vince out there spewing his lies, I think the Democrats need to get a PR person ASP as soon as possible, yesterday. Not today, yesterday. And they every time the Republicans open their mouth, we need to counteract. Because when I listened last week, Thursday, when you were on the air, I was also listening to Pence's speech, and then I re-listened to it the next day. You know, they're going to keep bringing up Hillary and every other and Biden, and now they're bringing up our president's son. Oh, God. Hunter Biden. And Adam Schiff. And we need desperately a PR person to be out there constantly going to the present and counteracting these lies. Now, I hope they because we, the people, demand it. We demand that the Democratic Party get out there and start counteracting these lies.
Yes, they have, because a couple of days after the election, the Democratic National Committee did say that they've set up a war room to counteract every point mm-hmm. or every lie that Republicans put out there in their spin machine. Mm-hmm. You know, so
yep.
Bill Clinton had it in 1992 and 1996. It's going to be there. It's going to be there.
Yeah, it's there.
Okay.
I have the article here,
mm-hmm.
David, if you want me to just
yes.
Read it real quick.
Sure. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. A group of top Democratic strategists are launching a multi-million dollar hub to counter an expected investigative onslaught by the likely incoming House GOP majority, digging into President Joe Biden, his administration, his son, and top potential cabinet impeachment. The newly relaunched Congressional Integrity Project Initiative, details of which were shared first with Politico, will include rapid response teams, investigative researchers, pollsters, and eventually a paid media campaign to put congressional Republicans squarely on the defense. And the founder is Kyle Herrig, and he said this in the interview. So it's designed to serve as the party's leading war room to push back on House Republican investigations. So that sounds mm-hmm. like something.
Fantastic.
At least they are.
I'm glad to hear that.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I said, fantastic. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, that's something
mm-hmm.
that's something new. And I was glad to hear it as well. I was really happy when I read that article because I thought, wow, they finally got smart. And
I like the Lincoln Project. They were doing good things like that. They're rapid fire. They need to get more of that stuff up pretty soon. You know, I mean, they did it during the campaign, but
they will
take the Republicans and just use their words against them. It was terrific.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and that's what needs to be done, but on a daily basis,
Well, because the Republicans have been doing it since the 80s.
Oh, of course they have.
Okay, so I want to focus now on Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, Republican from California, said he'd keep his word and won't allow three Democrats on House committees if he serves as Speaker of the House next year. McCarthy told Fox News anchor Maria Bartiromo on Sunday that Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, Democrat from Minnesota, District 5, and Congressman Eric Swalwell from California, and Congressman
mm-hmm.
Adam Schiff, also from California, would be stripped of their committee posts if he becomes House Speaker in January. McCarthy come less than a week after House Republicans nominated him as Speaker in a closed-door session, as the party, despite the lack of a red wave in the recently concluded midterm elections, the lack of red wave in the midterm elections is set to hold a majority in the seats come next year in the House of Representatives. Earlier this year, McCarthy called for the removal of three Democrats from committees in a promise that Swalwell was, quote, purely for retaliation purposes, following House votes to remove Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican of Georgia, and Congressman Paul Gosar, Republican from Arizona, from committees mm-hmm. in recent years. The California Republican said on Sunday that he would deliver on his promise before criticizing a group of Democrats. Eric Swalwell cannot be a security clearance, get a security clearance in the public sector. Why would we ever give him a security clearance or secrets, clearance and secrets to America? So we'll not allow him to be on the Intelligence Committee. It was reported that Swalwell had you know, meetings with a Chinese person.
Right.
And the Chinese person was a spy, it turned out, you know.
Yeah.
And it was heavily investigated, and Congressman Swalwell was accused of no wrongdoing. So Adam Schiff left at a moment. And according to this guy here, McCarthy, Adam Schiff, who had lied to the American public time and again, you will not allow him to be on the Intel Committee either. And you look at Congresswoman Omar, her anti-Semitic comments have gone forward. We're not going to allow her to be on the Foreign Affairs Committee. And speaking about, you know, anti-Semitic, Marjorie Taylor Greene was talking about those Jewish space blazers and how the Jews controlling it. Isn't that anti-Semitic?
Yes.
Controlling the weather with laser beams.
It's absolutely ridiculous. Oh, my God. Is McCarthy, was he really reelected? I thought it's still in the air. I didn't think it was a done deal. He's a moron.
No, it's not. It's not a done
deal. It's not. No, it's not a
good idea. They couldn't pick a worse person.
Well, the thing is, David, who would be up next in line if it's not McCarthy? It's not Rick Scott, is it?
Rick Scott is in the U.S. Senate. Yeah, Rick Scott is in the U.S. Senate. He's not going to hold.
I know, but I thought he was trying. I thought he was trying
to unseat Mitch McConnell in the U.S. Senate as minority leader, and he failed miserably.
Okay,
my bad.
Okay.
So, I have to dig up who is like the next senior member to McCarthy in the Republican QAnonymous caucus. It's definitely not Marjorie Taylor Greene, but she has a lot of power and influence because of the MAGA influence in this Congress.
I haven't heard Paul
Gosar from Pennsylvania, Chip Roy from Florida, who's an ex-crazy bastard. Paul Gosar, Pennsylvania. You know, all those people, those two people who are the very MAGA in the support for Trump and crazy. And Scalise, another one from Pennsylvania, he could be in a running for Speaker. Jim Jordan from Ohio, his name has been called and mentioned. Matt Gaetz, God forbid. You know, so it just gets worse and worse and worse when we go down the line. None of these Republicans are qualified to be Speaker of the House. They're ignorant, they're vindictive, and they're racist. They have the sexist, the xenophobic. They have no redeeming qualities about themselves. So I guess the best of the worst is Congressman McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy from California. You know, I mean, I don't know how he stands up without a spine.
I have to agree with you, David. Out of that group that you just mentioned, you're probably right. You know, and he. There's something wrong with a man, you know, that a year, when the insurrection happened, he was so upset about the insurrection. And then he did an about face. He went to Mar-a-Lago, a week later or so, and it was like he came back a changed person. Am I right or wrong about that?
And Congresswoman from Wyoming, she's outgoing now. Liz Cheney played a tape, or a tape was played between McCarthy and Liz Cheney, where he was admonishing Trump about, you know, January 6th, what happened. But yet still, you know, he went to kiss Trump's ring, brass ring at Mar-a-Lago. So he's like talking talking on both sides of his mouth. You know, okay, I have that. That's lack of leadership. That's lack of integrity. That's lack of, I don't know what. But he has no spine, you know. And,
you know
hopefully Marjorie Taylor Greene nor Jim Jordan should speak at the House. I mean, it's bad enough that Jim Jordan going to be the chairman for the Judiciary Committee.
I mean,
that's insane. That makes me sick.
It all makes me sick, because what kind of experience does Marjorie Taylor Greene have to hold that kind of power? Think about it. It's frightening.
None.
It's frightening. Exactly. And
oh,
you know,
and speaking about slimy people, Bill Barr today warns that Trump will burn the whole house down and calls for new GOP leadership. Then Trump got all pissy and called him a weak rhino.
Oh.
So, oh, my
They're
God.
They're all crazy.
They are.
You know, and the other thing is, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene is dangerous because, you know, she called a gay Democrat a groomer in the wake of the LGBTQ club shooting. Marjorie Taylor Greene called out gay state lawmaker a groomer, which is a term someone who attempts to sexually abuse children. Which, you know what, I'm going to say, I have to say myself, I never even knew what that word meant until just recently. I never heard of the word groomer. When I think of a groomer, I think of a dog groomer. And I really, you know, that dumb, but yeah, that's what I think about. So I'm going to go on. California State Senate Scott Weiner, Democrat, tweeted that the word groomer is categorically an anti-LGBTQ hate word in response to the shooting of the LGBTQ bar club in Colorado Springs. If you call someone a groomer, you're inciting violence against the LGBTQ people, he wrote. Grooming is a set of manipulative behaviors sexual predators use to gain access to potential victims, to coerce them to agree to the abuse, and to reduce the risk of getting caught. I mean,
they changed it to the gay crowd. It used to be an old priest or an old preacher or an old uncle that used to abuse children. That's where I heard groomer. And now they make it gay thing. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's crazy.
They're using that term on teachers, too.
That
the public school teachers are grooming children to LGBTQ people. And that makes me sick because that couldn't be further from the truth. The teachers are reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you know, where does the GOP get off in accusing people of this? Because when you check out the sex scandals for the past decade, probably more, a lot of these Christian conservative family values, born-again evangelicals, are the same ones are in the bathrooms toe-tapping or wrestling with their male staff
on Capitol
Hill. And the Capitol
Hill does not give them a free card.
Caught in a hotel room with a 15-year-old boy. I mean, the list goes on and on. Look at Matt Gaetz, for example. Matt Gaetz should be in prison, but his friend took the fall for him, and daddy, his money, paid somebody off, and Matt Gaetz is off scot-free. But we'll have another caller, and remember when you call in, say your first name, where you're calling from, the number again, ladies and gentlemen listening. Don't be shy. It's 515-605-9802. Or you can drop us a line and leave a comment on facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. We're not antisocial, we're just anti-stupid. Hello, Carla. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. What's cooking tonight?
Hello, Mr. David. Hello. It's Melina.
Hello,
ladies.
Oh, hi, Nan. How are you?
I'm good. Did we include Epstein in this conversation?
No, not yet. No. But what do you think about Epstein, the people who's on the list in his naughty book, his black book?
Oh,
you think all names were called?
Oh, I think he's naughty boy, and he did not commit suicide either. Okay, come on.
No, he didn't.
No, somebody just got a great payday.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You don't think guards? You don't think they know how to wrap a sheet to make it look like suicide? Really?
Of course.
Of course they do. So somebody got a nice payday, and then it was the obvious. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of
how
course.
Many of them went to the island? Okay. And
that's
Epstein. Is that not Jewish?
Yeah.
Epstein. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Epstein, yes, it's a Jewish name. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, they want to go both way. I mean, you know, it's they're the victims, and yet here we go. No, grant you, the way they're treating the Jews is horrific. Yeah. Like they did the Asians during COVID. Like they did the Japanese at Pearl Harbor. Like they did the Italians and the Irish when they came over.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going backwards instead of forwards. Okay, people? And that's the
sad
part.
Yes.
And our daughters?
What's your opinion,
Madeline?
What's your opinion on the gun shooting, the violence that happened at that Q Club in Colorado? What's your take on that?
Oh, that is just terrible. It just reminds me of the one down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That is just, what are these people? The NRA, it's got too much money. There's so much that angers me that it gets stuck in my throat when it wants to come out.
Mm-hmm.
The NRA, and the crooked politicians that are taking the money. Get rid of Citizens United. Get rid of all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that the Supreme Court should be expanded from 9 seats to 15 seats because Democrats
and Senate
have the power?
Oh, I would love to see it expanded. Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Some of those. Yes. And you know what? And get rid of some of the crooked ones that are on there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So, in other words, amend the Constitution to say that all Supreme Court justices should have term limits.
You know, after what we've been
so.
Listening to, I agree. And so should Congress.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was looking at an article today talked about the Supreme Court has no mandate ethics rules. And people like Thomas and his wife Jenny are breaking all the rules. They said,
there are no rules.
Exactly. Joyce Vance said that there are no real ethic mandates by refusing to have an ethic code, a code that every other judge in the country lives with. The justices hold themselves out for the situation they find themselves in now where nobody believes them. You know, they're the lowest rated. And Congress can't do that because it's separation of power. They need to write up the ethics that they have to do. Now, it's like Congress changing the laws so they don't take money from big corporations, you know, pharma and everything. So we're in a shit show. That's all I can say. The Supreme Court is getting a shit ton of money from, like, the Federalists. They're putting, this is like the Koch brothers, they're putting billions of dollars into election of judges. And, you know, they put more judges in office that are far right. And so they're screwing everything up. And there's not a hell of a lot we, the people, can do about it.
Yeah.
And you wonder why people
so
are going crazy with guns.
Mm-hmm.
What about the what about those kids? What about those kids in Idaho?
Oh yeah, we
You already talked about them.
Oh yeah, terrible.
How could you not put cameras on buildings when you've got students? They're still kids.
They don't have them there.
Private housing. They were renting apartments from some slumlord,
No.
Actually, they look quite decent, Susie.
Yeah.
I truly do believe when you've got young people from a college environment, you put cameras anywhere.
Yeah,
short of
sort
of breaking a privacy rule.
Mm-hmm.
These kids, that murderer would have been caught by now, more than likely. Who would not want to put a camera? Now I'm going to go talk to each one of my granddaughters that's away at school, and I'm going to drill them tomorrow.
Oh,
are there cameras on your building?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Front door, back
all right,
door,
ladies,
side door,
what?
I don't care.
Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
David?
Mm-hmm. All right, no, ladies, we'll have another call and everything. It's about probably get a little bit loud in here, but everybody keep it cool and we can have a civil mm-hmm. conversation, as civil as possible mm-hmm. as we can. This is mm-hmm. Pianke. Hello, Pianke. Welcome to the show. What's cooking tonight?
Hello, David. How you doing?
Oh, excellent.
Hope you and your family mm-hmm. have a pleasant holiday.
Sure, thank you. I hope yours have a good holiday, too. Yeah, so the topic tonight
you
is
you know, you talk about
the
Supreme Court. The mm-hmm. Constitution says that the judges both of the Supreme and Inferior Court shall hold their offices during good behavior, not term limits, but good behavior.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Constitution says.
Okay, so mm-hmm.
Well, and I don't know what the difference – the courts can't make laws. Courts do not make laws. The only thing that a court does is hear – a dispute mm-hmm. between two parties and then give mm-hmm. an opinion. And also, they can look at a legislated law and see whether or not it goes against the Constitution. That's
exactly.
all they do. That's all they do.
Okay,
so
but
this
my
stuff
question
about,
is, why would the Supreme Court give the go-ahead to Citizens United? You know, because that's
well,
not.
Well, then someone
you know,
has to put something forth. Someone has to put something forth to do just that. I'm against outside money coming in and buying
mm-hmm.
your politician. But here's the thing:
mm-hmm.
until the people of the states get on
uh-huh.
their state legislature,
uh-huh.
and then the state legislature call those Congress people and those U.S. Senate back
uh-huh.
to the carpet. And read them the Riot Act. That's who control your federal government. The states. Popular vote don't elect presidents. The states elect presidents.
Exactly.
And for some reason or another, people just won't take that responsibility on.
Mm-hmm.
If we have an issue that we need
mm-hmm.
to have addressed, we come to David
mm-hmm.
and say, David, we need you to champion this issue for us at the big house. I'm going to say, David, we have chose you, we're going to fund you, and we're going to elect you to go off and do our bidding. Well, that's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to pay attention to these lobbyists that come in and buy your politician right from under your feet.
Uh-huh.
That's a sad case. I'm going to tell you a video. It's on YouTube you need to look at. They talk about Athens, Tennessee. Athens, Tennessee. Back in the 1930s
mm-hmm.
when those people rose up and took their government back from the oligarchs. Athens, Tennessee. Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
And that shows you how it should be done. Not specifically, but it got down to a point where those people armed themselves and said, You're not going to plagiarize our ballots the way you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So you ready to be chosen, David?
No, not really. I'm not running for any office. I don't think I'll
well,
run for public office.
Well,
if
you
I may interject,
you
hello, sir. If I
yes,
may
sir.
Interject,
yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. I would like to contribute to what your statement is saying is regarding the way they are brought into their becoming Supreme Court judge. I do truly believe the interview process that they go through needs to be a higher grade quality. There needs to be not just a sitting at a desk and getting asked questions by Congress. There needs to be other things that screen these judges. Something
well, you know, the question should
be
along. The question should be along the Constitution. Now, of course, judges are going to bring their environment that they was exposed to and some bias along that line. Just like the lady that was just recently elected, when she said that gun rights is fundamental. Well, that's not true. They're not fundamental. They are inalienable. They was the right for you to protect yourself was given to you by whoever or whatever your creator is. Not fundamental by laws. It's fundamental because you was born with that right of protection. So that's where she made the mistake.
Every other country in the world has laws that says you can't have guns, and they also don't kill 30, 40,000 people a year in those countries, and they get along just fine. There is no law by God. First off, who's friggin' God? There's thousands of different religions, and there's no God-given right to have machine guns and shit. There just isn't. You're making up crap that suits what you want to believe, but it's not true.
The First Amendment of the United States Constitution said Congress shall not respect any institution of religion.
Can I say something? Can I say something?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Lori.
Yes, Lori. And this is Lori, by the way, the co-host that you ignore all the time and have no respect for. Now, the Constitution, I understand, was written, but don't you think that times have changed? Life, the way we do change, things have changed in the world. Things have gotten modern. People are different. They have different ideas. The way we do things are different. Don't you think that things can be amended to make it better? So the Constitution and the Second Amendment was made hundreds of years ago, and it can't be changed? Those people...
Well, yeah, it can be changed.
I am not done. Those people at that time thought that that is what they needed for the people at that time. Things have changed. AR-15s are for war. Machine guns are for war. 310 million guns in this country are not needed. And that needs to change. And that is what I am talking about. You go with the times. You don't stay backwards. You don't go backwards. You go with the times and you go forward.
Well, if you don't mind, is it okay if I say something now?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, see, here's the thing. Back in 1787, the popular gun and weapon at that time was a flintlock. As time went on, in 1873, it became the single-shot Colt 45. That's what the people who would harm you would use, and that's what people who want to protect them would use. Then they had then Henry made a repeating rifle that people used to hunt with. So here's the thing. As we move into new times where technology changed, and sometimes we're going to have Star Wars type, the Star Trek type of phases in order to protect ourselves. But if that's what a person wants, you know, some people feel safe with a poodle. Some people feel safe with a German Shepherd, some with a Rottweiler. Some have to have a slingshot, some with a .22. Some need a 12-gauge shot. Whatever you feel is safe and whatever implements that you want to use in order to do what it is that you got to do, especially if it's legal, that's your choice. As I said before, the Constitution. Well, ma'am, can I finish, please?
Oh, sure.
As I said before, there's a way to amend the U.S. Constitution. So follow it and do it.
But the politicians will not do it because of what? Because of money and power and the NRA and their stuffing pockets. So we are not going forward. We are not protecting our population. We are murdering people every single day. Because
guns don't murder people.
High-powered rifles. And the people that are not supposed to have them in their hands have them in their hands. So it's the responsible people that are going to suffer. But too bad, because they won't change the laws. So I'm sorry.
Well,
they need to be banned. That's the only way to do it.
Well, you can't ban them because it's against the supreme law of the land. But what's needed?
Can I jump in for 1 second and make one comment?
Yeah.
The guns don't kill people. The people kill people. Then why in the hell are we giving the guns to those people that are killing people?
Exactly. Thank you very much. That's absolutely right. And I hear all this squabble.
The guns are killing people, but you want to keep continuously give these guns to people that are killing people. So what is your solution? Give them more guns? I'm getting sick and tired of that attitude.
And you know another thing, the militia of this country, you got the standing army at a federal level, but the ultimate army of this country is the people themselves, better known as the citizen militia. If you don't believe me,
the citizen militia was set up to keep the slaves on the farm. Know your history.
If you don't believe me, look at the Battle of 1812.
The militia was created to keep the slaves on the farm. Know your history.
Well, the militia is the people themselves. It's not the National Guard.
No, it isn't. The militia in the Constitution was created to keep the slaves on the farm. I think it's time we upgrade the Constitution.
Well, you can do that too, but I'm saying this. If you don't believe me, look when the British burnt the White House, then they was marching toward New Orleans. Who was it that they ran into? They ran into people, the citizens. The citizens picked them off. That's how they was. That helped to defeat them. Look what happened when Sherman was marching to.
There was no federal army then. There were no.
The army was the people.
There was.
And also when Sherman. When Sherman marched to Atlanta.
And we took the Indians out of the Cherokee country and we marched them across the land to make sure that a bunch of them would die. And we had guns on them. That was legal, huh? That was legal.
Well, some of the Indians like the Creek. Some of the Indians like the Creek. They rode.
That was legal.
Some Indians like the Creek. They rode in on steamboats, taking their slaves.
Oh my God!
I just want to go.
I'm talking about our indigenous people.
Yeah. Indians were not indigenous people. Indigenous people were the Mayan, the Aztec, and the Taino.
Let's get back on topic. Pianke, I want to ask about Marjorie Taylor Greene's push for Republicans to show up pitted for January 6th rioters. What do you think about that? Do you think that
what did
January
I think about January 6th? Well, you
no,
know,
no,
I lived. I lived when Black Panthers walked in on the California Legislature floor. To take over the state of California. They had arms. They had guns. They weren't supposed to go in there with guns. Nobody said
punished.
That. What happened
but,
to them?
But Marjorie Taylor Greene pushes for Republicans to show pity for January 6th rioters. Do you think, you know, that, you know, pity should be shown to insurrectionists?
Whatever. What happens to the people that was involved in that, they are afforded due process as spelled out in the 14th Amendment. They are afforded habeas corpus, and they're not receiving that.
No, but they are, Pianke, they are receiving
it. What do you mean they're not receiving it?
They trespass.
What do you mean? How are they not receiving it?
They are not receiving habeas corpus.
They trespass.
They trespass their property.
Breaking and entering.
People walk into, well, like I said before.
They didn't walk in.
Like I said before, I wasn't there.
Entering.
I was not
there.
I was not there, but I'm saying this, no matter what they accused of, unlike Canada, in the United States, you are innocent until proven guilty. In Canada, you're guilty until proven innocent.
Can I ask you a question, Bianca? Do you think what happened on January the 6th was something horrific? Or do you think that those people were there for just a party? Tell me what
you were doing. No, I think you had two groups of people. You had two people, one group that was there to cause problems, like Epps, for instance, when he was calling people and telling them to come in over a loudspeaker. Here's the thing right here. You ask me a question and you want me to answer it based on what you want to hear.
I'm asking you, who are the two groups of people? Who are the two groups of people?
Who are the who?
the two groups. You said there were two groups.
You had a group of people that was already there gathered at the Capitol. Then you had another group that after Mr. Trump got done with his lecture, his rally, they came to the Capitol. Well, those groups that came later, about 2 hours later, they surely didn't get in front of everybody else.
Isn't it the bottom line what happened?
That's what I'm asking you. So what do you think about the outcome of what happened on
the
January
6th?
Regardless
who participated.
Wasn't that an insurrection?
That's not up to me. That's not up to me to call that. That's up to the courts.
So the people that died there and were bludgeoned and tortured there, lost their eyesight. The one died of a stroke. All those people that were there, the Capitol Police, that were hurt and maimed and killed, that's not for you to judge. You didn't see anything wrong with what happened.
I didn't
on
see
that.
That. All I'm hearing is hearsay. But I tell you what I heard about
hearsay.
The woman that was crawling through
hearsay.
The window and the man that killed her needs to be punished. He murdered that woman.
She was trying to break in the United States House of Representatives to get the
All right, now hang on. Let me ask you this. That was a case where a Japanese college student was crawling through the window of a house that he mistakenly thought it was the one he stayed in. He got killed.
That's a whole different topic.
No, it's not. It's breaking
topic.
And entering.
We're talking about the insurrection.
No. This is the White House. This is totally different.
We're talking about the insurrection.
You can call it what you
totally
want to,
different.
But I say those people that's been accused should have due process.
They
as the Constitution says.
They are
having
due process.
They
should have put
them
in prison and threw away the key.
Exactly.
No, I'm saying that they went in there, broke windows, broke down doors, stole Nancy Pelosi's computer, smeared shit all over the walls, pissed in
those
the, in
people
the corridor.
That, the people that done that, they should be prosecuted and given due process. Now, the ones who came later after he was done with the rally, they didn't even get to that point because everybody else was there before them.
But they aren't arresting them. What's the matter with you? Don't you read?
They probably want to.
Well,
no, that's not true. That's not true. You had some people who have been arrested was just walking there in the front at the lower level of the stairs.
They were given a ticket for trespassing, and they had to go to court for that trespassing ticket.
And what did the judge say?
Changing the narrative.
How about the incendiary words of Trump before people marched on there, Giuliani, Trump Jr., saying you have to take back the government and what have you?
Yeah.
Instigating, you know.
I read Trump's Twitter. It didn't say that. It didn't tell them to go down and do anything illegal.
Pianke, come on, man. You heard.
Well,
you know,
what about Charles Manson? He didn't say anything illegal either, but he was the ringleader of all those murders.
Well, you had Samuel Little, who was a black man. He done 93 murders, more than Manson and more than Jeffrey Dahmer.
What has that got to do with what I stated?
Well, why did you state it then?
Because you said that Trump didn't say anything. Manson didn't say anything either.
Yes,
he was a dog whistler, and he got his people to do his murders for him.
Nobody
Trump
came to a rally. No one came to a rally of John Manson. But they was at a rally with Donald Trump, and it's the transcripts of what he said is available for you to read.
I've read it.
Okay, so you're saying that Trump's speech, didn't lead to the Capitol riot then?
No, how could he? The riot was going on before he even got done.
After he finished, within 5 minutes, people were charging towards Capitol Hill, breaking windows, breaking and entering illegally.
How far is the walk from where he was to the Capitol? Some people say it was a 45-minute walk for them.
It wasn't. It wasn't. I've been to Capitol Hill.
David, let me ask you a question. Were you there?
There was people already stationed there.
David, were you there?
Hold on. Yeah.
Where were you?
No. Okay, all right. I'm going to play this little clip by Donald Trump, his speech, and, you know, this is
David, hang on for a second.
Yes.
Hang on for a second. I don't want to hear your speech because I wanted to play a clip that you wouldn't allow me to play. So let's get past the crips.
What?
2 weeks ago, I wanted to play it. Wait a minute. 2 weeks ago, I wanted to play a clip, and you wouldn't let me play it.
Oh, my God.
So you want me to listen? You want me to listen to your clip? No, I'm not. I don't want to hear
Regardless of
what happened. Well, ma'am, that's okay, too. That's the way you usually resort to. But the thing is, those people deserve due process.
They're getting their due process, and they're going to prison. The biggest prison. They're going to prison.
They were arrested legally, tried legally, and sentence legally.
They haven't had all they have is a committee hearing. That's all it is. What judicial powers do Benny Thomas have? Benny Thomas, the representative from Mississippi, at one time himself was a member of a separatist organization that had cordial with them, that had shootouts with the Philadelphia police. They wanted to separate. They wanted five southern states. Then organizations called the Republic of New Africa.
What the hell does that have to do with January 6th?
What is he talking about?
It has to do with January
6th.
Because he's heading the committee.
Jenny Thomas?
The committee has no legal processing powers. They are being arrested by police officers, by FBI, by investigation, given trials, and then found guilty, and then sentenced accordingly. That is what due process is. It has nothing to do with the January 6th committee, which is more about what Donald Trump did to get this whole thing going.
Yes, it's an investigative committee. The committee has nothing to do. They don't arrest people. They haven't arrested anybody. All they have done is taken information, and they have showed the public what the Republican people that have come forward.
There's footage. There's about 6 minutes.
What happened on that day?
There's about 6 months of video footage that you have not seen.
Oh, please. I've seen it all.
So you're with the FBI or what?
And you've seen it all? Why haven't
I heard it? I was listening to one of the attorneys. His name is Jonathan Mosley, and he made mention on a discussion on a show that there's about 6 months of viewing of video that you have not seen.
And what and your point is
insurrection didn't take 6 months. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
What 6 months?
For you to view all the video footage that was taken by cameras, it would probably take you 6 months to do so.
So what?
Video footage would probably prove somebody is being innocent, or maybe prove somebody is being guilty.
What are you talking about?
All right, David,
what kind of Kool-Aid have you been drinking? What the hell are you talking about?
Sir, listen, I have not yet called, I have not been insulted to you.
Well,
I have not called
you
your name.
Yes, you
no,
have.
I have not. I don't even know your name.
Due process. They certainly have gotten due process. And there have been people that have gotten trespassing tickets, and they have to go to court on a trespassing ticket. No different than if you want to go to court when you get a speeding ticket. They can either pay the ticket or go to court. And then there are people that got bigger fines, and they were arrested for things that they did, for pissing and shitting and destroying property. Then they were taken to court and had a regular trial.
Well, but that wasn't all of them, now, was it?
We haven't caught them all yet.
Oh, my God. Who said
was that
all 100? Of them did it?
So you're saying that, that every
God.
Last
you
one of them.
You talk about a twister and a spinner. What are
you talking about? You're talking about somebody that done the things that you made mention was not 100% of the people that's there, nor 100% of the people that's in jail.
No, 100%
of the people in jail
have had a trial.
How many people in jail? About 400? If 400 people took a crap, if 400 people took a crap on Nancy Pelosi's desk, it would be piled to the ceiling. Come
one
on, use
time.
Some common sense.
One at a time.
Okay. One more question, Bianca, before I let everybody go.
Quiet.
My eyes are turning. I should shout.
But look, David, I got to go. I would try to visit you again, and I really appreciate you asking some of the your guests to act civil in the interchangement rather than hooping and hollering. When you're hooping and hollering, even a fool can't tell who's a fool. Thank you very much.
But you're the fool. When you make statements like you did, if you think we're going to sit back and take it, you're crazy. And that's the bottom line. Yeah. I'm not going to sit back and take your lies.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Bianca before you went, conservative justices vote to adhere to a precedent in their confirmation hearings, the light and everything. So, you know, should they be recalled and impeached? You know, yes. My answer is yes. But, you know, Bianca left the conversation before I asked that question. Oh, God. I don't know what Bianca...
I don't understand. He must live on another planet, because what is he? I mean, what is there that we're missing? What are missing? I mean, I don't.
We
aren't
missing anything, Lori. We aren't missing a thing. He gets on the air just to rile us up. But you know what? We know our facts and we fire back, and he can't take it. The last time. He couldn't take it, and this time he didn't last as long. And he's going to try again, and we're going to fire back with the facts back at him. And, that,
you know,
and I guess that's what we're going to have to keep doing. We have to fire the facts.
The thing is, I wanted to see what he thought about the insurrection. It's obvious that he really didn't think it was that big of a deal. He really didn't.
No.
More than anything else.
Lori.
He did not say that it was a big deal at all. He kind of didn't want to talk about it.
Now, Lori, what
yes.
he said was there's still hours of film we haven't seen.
And what
that
is
was
it?
His
were
way of saying.
No longer do those investigators have to. Were they kissing each other? And hugging each other after they bludgeoned each other? Is that what they were doing? Come on.
Once their special guest, Jessica Rastelli. Once their special good night to Jessica Rastelli in Michigan, who is feeling under the weather and not feeling herself.
Yeah,
get well. Be well soon. I know she's probably listening or probably gone to bed by now, but you know, she's feeling
her
sick and what
happened. She's taking her drugs when sleepy
by. Yeah, man. Come on.
Exactly.
Yeah, interesting conversation, this one. Every time gun control comes up, we'll have a tiff.
But the thing is, David, the thing is that why is it that, you know, you try to, he talks about the Constitution, but the Constitution can be amended because we have to move forward in this country. We can't stay back. So, I mean,
rewriting the Constitution to fit his own Republican narrative. He is repeating what we hear on TV day in and day out from the Republicans.
Yeah,
and we're firing back with the facts. Trump has said that he's going to pardon everybody because there were so many good people there. Yeah, there were some people walked in and maybe walked right out, but there probably are people that got trespassing tickets. They went through those tapes, and we're firing back with facts and knowledge, and he can't take it.
Well, I don't understand why he doesn't, and if you try to, explain your side, he just goes back to the Constitution. He doesn't understand the Constitution.
He's doing the same thing the religious zealots are doing. They go to the Bible. He's going to the Constitution. And if you push him any farther, he'll start quoting the Bible.
Yeah, right.
Instead of quoting the good things that people do in life. He got both of us rolled up again.
I know. I tried not to.
All right, ladies, I want to play it.
Last time I was shook.
Go ahead, Dave.
I want to play a 1 minute clip of Trump encouraging those at the rally to march to the Capitol. If this is not instigating a riot, I don't know what the hell is.
Okay, good.
It's up to Congress to confront this egregious assault on our democracy. And after this, we're going to walk down, and I'll be there with you. We're going to walk down. We're going to walk down anyone you want, but I think right here we're going to walk down to the Capitol. And we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women. And we're probably not going to be cheering so much for some of them. Because you'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength and you have to be strong.
And that is Donald Trump instigating that fuel on the fire of the insurrection that happened on January 6th.
That's right.
You know, just saying, go on there and take back your government, knowing full well some of these militia people had guns, high-powered weapons, the QAnons who believe in conspiracy crap, the Proud Boys who, you know, get off and threatening people and what have you, which is why Trump insisted that they took the gun barriers down. And that woman, I can't remember her name though. She was in the Air Force who got shot by the FBI. Ashley Babbitt.
Mm-hmm.
She was there trying to kick down the door on Capitol Hill to go inside on the hallowed grounds of the House building. And, get Nancy Pelosi. You could hear her screaming in the background when the video happened. And she got shot and killed because she was an insurrectionist. Mm-hmm. And the Secret Service person
was
that was there.
She was falling through the window when she was shot. She had her hands and her head through the window. Through the window of that door.
He was doing his job by protecting members of Congress. Even Josh Hawley, the coward from Missouri, he pumped his fist in agreement with the insurrectionists. But as soon as they invaded the building, the Capitol building, he was running like a bitch. You know? So, you know, people like Hawley have no business in government. It's ridiculous. But anyway, I want to thank everybody for calling in. Susan, Elaine, Madeline, Pianke.
You're welcome.
Now, we have 10 minutes left and everything. Thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks for calling.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy
Turkey
Day.
No. All right, now, so where would we go from here, Lori? Lori, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, where do we go from here? Thanksgiving coming up and everything, and we know that every time a holiday comes, there's some mass shooting or some sort of shooting and violence in America. How can we stop this madness?
Well, the Second Amendment, in my opinion, needs to be amended. We need red flag laws. We need you know, people to be trained. Okay, I want to buy a gun. I've never owned a gun before. You have a license, maybe liability insurance. There are so many things that could be done to make us safer in this country. Colleges and schools are, for some reason, you know, are being targeted right now.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day, even here at Henry Ford High School in Detroit yesterday, there was a shooting, and they had to close the school down. It's every day, and there's threats every day. Something needs to be done. And until these politicians get it through their heads, or maybe something has to happen to one of their family members, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to keep pushing forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my final thought is, stop with this fucking thoughts and prayers, damn it. Do something.
Yep.
You know,
yeah.
The U.S. Senate made a compromise first in 30 years. You know, it's not much, but it's something. It's a start. But do more, man. And with this House Republicans in charge now, God help us all.
Yeah.
You know, there's absolutely nothing that will be done in 2 years. So hopefully Joe Biden will be a lame duck president, and hopefully Republicans won't go on in their tangent about blocking everything. Because the next big thing coming up is in January is a debt ceiling limit. And I'm hoping that good sense prevails and people come together on Capitol Hill for the better of the country, you know, and not lock down the government because Republicans don't get away and everything. Politics is about compromise. I miss the days between Ronald Reagan and Chip O'Neill when, you know, you give and take, you know, that's how you move forward. You give and take. You have to compromise.
Yeah.
That's what politics is about. You know, this nonsense we have now, you know, this war and animosity, mostly by Republicans. And Democrats need to stand up. And thank goodness that we have the war room now and respond to every Republican lie and spin that they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, because it's unfair to the American people who, you know, have 2-3 jobs, have kids in college, you know, and they're not really paying attention. And those who just listen to Fox News, which is a lie, it's a joke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to do better than this. And the media need to do what the we need a Walter Cronkite nowadays, you know, because what we're having the media know is absolutely, is just a circus, a true circus. America deserves better than this. We have to do better as a country.
Well, we
That's
have
my
to. Thought but,
thought.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, David, and I agree with what you said. But we do have good reporters out there. We do have people that search for the truth, you know. I think we do have good journalists that look for the truth. But what happened was, you know, Trump vilified the media and called them liars and, you know, fake news. And, you know, that sat with his followers. And that's where a lot began. And the other thing I want to say is if I want to remind people that if you miss our show, you can go to our Kitchen Politics 123 Facebook page, and you can the link is there. You can press on the link, and you can listen to it from there, or you can share it to Twitter. You can share it to Facebook. You can send a message to somebody. Your WhatsApp, however you want to do it. And that way you can, like I said, we can spread the word and, you know, help everybody out. So, like I said, if you miss a show, all you have to do is press on the link when you go to the page, or we're on Facebook as well. And you can, like in a lot of groups, we post. So just press on the link and you can listen to it.
Yes, and we're in the process of, you're making another point,
No, I was just saying, I don't know if a lot of people know that you can just press on, you know, the show, you can just press on it with your, you know, and it'll play for you. It just loads and plays. I don't know if people know that.
No, I don't think so. You know, I just want to say that, you know, the listenership is growing. The shares are growing and the comments are growing. I want to thank you for that. The website is being worked on. It's taking a little time and everything. You have merchandise up, coffee mugs, you know, T-shirts and caps, baseball caps,
yep,
historical, you know, and we just want to inform people, you know, about what's going on in politics and the hot button issues and what have you.
Yep.
The World Cup is going on. Do you think the United States have a chance of winning their first World Cup, or who's your favorite?
Ooh, that would be so exciting. I've been following it all. It would be really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wish.
Yeah.
That would so I am not a football. I hate football with a passion. I've always
mm-hmm.
liked soccer. It's my root.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to see soccer expanded in this country. And maybe if we won the World Cup, that would happen. Who knows?
Yeah, that would be good. That would
mm-hmm.
be good. Because a woman has won everything under the sun. Now it's time for the men to prove themselves, you know. Why men get paid more money for a sport that women win more in? You know, that's disparaging. The disparity between the pay gap, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, my favorites are Brazil and Netherlands. I was an England fan from 1982, right to the last World Cup, but England let me down too many times, so I'm going with other options. Because
mm-hmm.
England have a tendency to choke up, you know, when they need to step up, they choke up. Yeah, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, Brazil. I think Brazil, hopefully, can win. All right, so we're
mm-hmm.
going to play out with the latest from what's the name, the Lincoln Project. It's about the election coming up between Herschel Walker and
The choice. Two
mm-hmm.
men. The choice that will decide how the world sees Georgia. For Georgia, it's simple. The choice is Raphael Warnock. Principled, bipartisan, a passionate leader rooted in faith and service to Georgia. A legacy of leadership making lives better in the community. He's done more than just fight for us in Washington, D.C. Raphael Warnock has made us proud. He's worked across the aisle to get things done, putting people before party and politics. Herschel Walker? Troubled, confused, untruthful, and unreliable. Yes, violent. Walker isn't honest with his own family or with us. Warnock will lead for all Georgians. Walker will embarrass us for 6 long years. Come to think of it, this election really isn't a choice at all. Raphael Warnock for United States Senate. The Lincoln Project is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Well, thank you, everybody, for calling in. Well, thank you for sharing again. Until next time, we'll be off Thursday coming up. We'll be off Thursday. Sorry for the background. We'll be off Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. So happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. And
mm-hmm.
Hope to see you next Monday. We'll have the show set up for next Monday already. So check it out.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to put it up shortly on Kitchen Politics 123 page on Facebook. And
mm-hmm.
Also, you know, check out the Sundance Film Festival. It's happening January 19th, 2023. It's Sunday, January 29th, 2023. Robert Redford is the creator and founder of the Sundance Film Festival. If we can take
mm-hmm.
a plane or drive there, go there, it's a good experience from what I hear. And I've always wanted to go visit Colorado to, you know, see what it was like. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, just go check it out. Colorado is a good place. They don't
mm-hmm.
have crazy people. I mean, crazy people is ever there, but, you know, Lauren Boebert is a crazy person.
Yeah.
But, you know, go check out the Sundance Film Festival next year. It's going to be January 19th to January 23rd, 2023.
Mm.
Robert Redford is in charge. He's a good guy. Till next time,
yeah.
Same place, same time on Blog Talk Radio. This has been Kitchen Politics 123 for November 22. 2022. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico. Good night, Laurie.
Good night. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone, and have a good evening. Be safe, and we'll see you Monday. Bye now.
Good night. Thank you.
line first. We gotta go pee-pee. Thank you.